when we are truly living in the last days of the U.S. Empire. Sadly, I say that as an American, I love the original founding vision of America, but sadly, our country has been occupied and taken over by Satanists and pedophiles. And America no longer can be saved from its current predicament. And certainly, Trump is not saving America. He is absolutely accelerating its destruction. But America doesn't even have the mindset to function in a free world. When U.S. diplomats demand that other countries abide by the rules-based order, it doesn't mean any rules at all. It just means you do what we say, and we don't have to follow those rules at all. When the U.S. puts sanctions on a country, like Cuba, let's say, the U.S. will say those are international sanctions. No, they're not. They're not international sanctions. They're U.S. sanctions. And Cuba is under no obligation to follow U.S. sanctions, nor is Venezuela, nor is Iran or Russia or China or India, for that matter, or any country. The U.S. just makes up whatever rules it wants and demands the world follow those rules. The U.S. says you can't sell oil, you can't buy oil, you can't export, you can't import, you can't exist. That's what the U.S. essentially said to Russia during the Biden administration. You have no right to exist, and you have no right to have your own national interests. And that's the way the U.S. treats the whole world. Now, the U.S. got away with this for a long time because the U.S. had the dominant power in every area, in industry post-World War II, in intelligence and academics, also between the end of World War II and about 20 years ago. The U.S. had dominant positions in innovation, in technology, military weapons, rocketry, chemistry, physics, you name it. The U.S. had the power and the dominance, and it could outwork and outthink and out-innovate or out-bomb any other country in the world. And that's no longer the case. The United States of America has become a country run by pedophiles and Satanists, while China is a country run by engineers. In America, we know how to destroy things. In China, they know how to build things. In America, we try to punish China by saying, we won't allow you to sell your stuff to our consumers. In China, they try to achieve economic abundance by going to the whole world and saying, who wants to buy the things that we make because they're higher quality and lower cost than anywhere else in the world now? The U.S. model of violence and coercion and force and threats and sanctions and economic warfare that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent recently admitted to, that model, its days are numbered. The U.S. has just about reached the end of its reign of terror over the world. The world is actively moving away from the dollar in its trade. Actively. And countries like China are actively decoupling from the United States. They're finding markets elsewhere. Lots of other people in the world want to buy high-quality goods from China, such as their outstanding electric vehicles, their new battery technology, their more advanced drones or robots that you can only get from China. What do we do in America? What does Trump do? What does Biden do? Bans that technology from China so that the American people are left behind, living in the past. China finds markets elsewhere. And by doing so, China reduces America's leverage over China's economic reality. And that's very smart on their part. Meanwhile, Trump thinks that he can command the whole world because Americans are the buyers of everything. That we can slap tariffs on you, we can punish you while we buy your stuff and pay you in debt. Trump thinks that that's a win for America, to cut off the other exporters around the world or to raise prices on American consumers, which is what tariffs are. It's a tax. Trump thinks that's a win. It's as if being the consumer on the planet puts you in a position of dominance, but it doesn't. Anybody can be a consumer. It's not hard to consume stuff. Anybody can open packages and eat food and, buy junk. What's hard is making stuff. What's hard is producing. the U.S. can't produce. Did you see the latest example of that? The F-35 fighters, which barely stay airborne on a good day, the latest batch has been delivered with no radar components that are in the nose cone, normally, of an aircraft. Instead, since the radar is not available, they couldn't make the radar for reasons that I've explained, because China controls the rare earths, and those rare earth minerals like gallium and, you know, neodymium and others, those are used in radar arrays. So they don't have any radar, so they're actually, they put gym weights in the nose cone. They stacked like 150 pounds of like barbell weights in the nose cone. So U.S. F-35 fighter jets, which cost, I don't know, what do they cost? $100 million each or more, are flying around with no radar. With no radar. Because they can't make the radar. China controls the minerals. See, that's my point. Anybody can consume stuff. What's hard is making stuff. What's hard is having the supply chain. What's hard is extracting rare earth minerals from rock ore. China knows how to do that. We don't. China has 100% monopoly on the graphite production of the world. We don't. We have a 100% dependency on importing graphite, which is also used in stealth bombers and stealth fighters. That's why in a recent interview with John Kiriakou, I said, I think that if the U.S. loses aircraft in this war with Iran, I don't think the U.S. can replace them. I think the days of mass production of military aircraft in America are done. They're done. It's over. Because why should China ship rare earths to a country that continues to insist that it's going to destroy China? And see, this is another reason why the U.S. empire is collapsing, because, you know, America suffers from this delusion, and the Trump administration is wildly delusional. I mean, not only are they protecting pedophiles and Satanists and child rapists, but they're delusional in thinking that just because they announce something that it becomes real. So Trump will announce things like, we got a deal. We got a deal. There's going to be a $1 trillion deal to build data centers. And then in his mind, it's done. Except announcing it doesn't make it happen. And you can announce a deal like, oh, we found a way. We're gonna extract rare earths from coal mines in Wyoming. Okay, great. You said it. Now try to do it. Because it's going to take, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 years to build the infrastructure to actually do the extraction, if you even have the knowledge, which you don't. So maybe sometime in 2035 or something, we might be able to extract some minuscule amount of rare earths out of Wyoming coal, but it won't be enough to matter because it won't even touch the amount that China produces. So yeah, you could say this stuff all day. It doesn't make it real. See, the problem is our empire got used to being able to just print currency to solve every problem by printing currency. Oh, we'll have a bailout. Oh, we'll buy off this group. We'll pay for this propaganda. We'll just create reality by printing currency. And they got used to that. They got comfortable with that. And they think that that's how everything works, that they can just say something and it becomes real. Like they can just say, oh, we're going to beat Iran in a war. And they think that makes it real, but it doesn't. Because physical reality has something to say about that. So there was a recent interview where Trump was talking to, I think it was an NBC reporter, maybe it was CBS, I forgot. And he said, the polls are showing that the American people are loving the economy. The economy is doing great. And the reporter said, well, actually, President Trump, the polls are saying that the economy is doing horrible. And Trump's response was, well, they should say that the economy is doing great. And the reporter says, but they don't. Why is that? And Trump's response was, well, I don't know. So you see, Trump is befuddled when his pronouncements don't become reality. Because he will say, oh, the economy's great. This is a new golden age and prices are going down and affordability is improving and everything's awesome. But then when reality hits and people say, actually, no, I can't afford rent. I can't afford health insurance. I can barely afford food. Lost my job to AI. The economy's collapsing. Trump doesn't know what to do with that because that doesn't fit his fantasy. You know, Trump has taken that real estate developer mindset into the White House, where in real estate, you know, you're showing somebody a hotel. Oh, this is the greatest hotel ever. This is the greatest lobby ever. This is the greatest location. Oh, my God. You know, in Trump's mind, everything is the greatest and the best. But in reality, it isn't. And so he's saying all these things about America right now. Oh, America has the greatest, the strongest military in the world. The best technology, the smartest people, the best economy. But none of that's true. None of it. We don't have the best military. We have an obsolete, incompetent military. Like just yesterday, they closed the airspace around El Paso, Texas. They closed the airspace. They ordered the FAA to issue a NOTAM. Notice to airmen is what that means. You couldn't fly for, I don't know, like 100 square miles or something like that around El Paso. And they issued a closure for 10 days. Everybody was like, what? And then I think it was Homeland Security or someone in the government issued a release that said, we took down an enemy drone incursion. We took down the drones. And then a couple hours later, it came out. Oh, actually, it was a party balloon. It was a helium balloon that was floating around in the sky. So the U.S. military will close a city. You know, they'll close numerous airfields and disrupt, I mean, potentially millions of dollars in travel disruption costs of American people because of a freaking balloon floating in the sky. And our military is so incompetent that they can't tell the difference between a balloon and an enemy drone. Seriously, just a balloon. And that's frightening because I guess it means that if, you know, if some foreign nation, like if Iran wanted to shut down the entire airspace of the United States, all they would have to do is just have people release balloons all over the country. Just happy birthday to you. Whoops. You know, and there goes the balloon. And then every airport is shut down, the entire country grounded by the FAA because of the incompetence. And probably the U.S. would scramble all kinds of fighter jets and they'd launch like $1 million missile at each party balloon. I mean, I'm sure this is what they would do. I think they already did it once. And then the Department of Defense would announce, oh, we protected the homeland. We kept America secure from foreign terrorists flying enemy drones on an aggressive flight path. You're like, that was actually party balloons just floating in the sky. You see how everything coming out of the Trump administration is complete bullshit at this point. Literally everything. And then when Pam Bondi was asked, you know, why are you covering up the names of the pedophile predators? Why, you know, why aren't you arresting or prosecuting the pedophiles? And what was her answer? Oh, you should be happy the stock market is so high. Stock market's doing great. What are you complaining about? It's like, wait a minute. Are you saying that we should be fine with pedophiles as long as our tech stocks are doing okay? Is that literally your position? Because that's what it seems like. Actually, that's what it seems like you were just saying. And, you know, Pam Bondi is a total disgrace to this country, but she's indicative of the collapse of the empire. So is Trump. He's become a disgrace to this country. He's nothing but a puppet of Netanyahu. And, you know, Netanyahu is a demonic, genocidal, satanic war criminal and mass murderer. And Trump treats him like the king of the cosmos, brings him in, rolls out the red carpet, does whatever Netanyahu demands. What does that tell you? It means we've already lost America. And it was never about Trump making America great again. It was about Israel occupying and taking over America, which is exactly where we are, and turning it into a reflection of the Satanism and the genocidal intent that the nation of Israel carries out against its neighbors. And that's why ICE agents in America started acting like IDF, you know, slaughtering Americans in the street, execution squads. They turned Minneapolis into like a little rendition of Gaza. And if it wasn't for the pushback, they would still be aggressively expanding that operation. Believe me, they'd be running around the streets of America executing anyone who even tried to film them. They would just shoot people on sight. I mean, what am I saying? They actually already did that. So we're already there. So these are all signs of the end of the empire. And of course the currency's collapsing. And of course the White House is going to tell us everything's great. That, oh, the world is going to keep using the dollar for 1,000 years. No, it's not. I don't think the world's going to use the dollar for 2 more years. You know, except the countries that Trump can force to use it, like the UK or Canada or Taiwan or whatever. But the rest of the world, wherever they get an opportunity, they're going to push back and do something completely different. So unfortunately, as the U.S. empire collapses, the American people are going to be absolutely harmed and destroyed, especially financially. We're being cut off from the technology of the world. You're not allowed to buy EVs from China. You're not allowed to buy gas turbines from Russia. You're not allowed to have affordable energy. You're not allowed to have sodium ion batteries from China, which could actually make solar power very functional, or wind power, because you'd be able to store it finally, inexpensively. So the American people are being cut off. Effectively, Trump is embargoing the United States. He's put an embargo on America to block the American people from the rest of the world. And the American people will suffer. We will be driving the obsolete, outdated cars. We'll have the obsolete, outdated military. We'll have the obsolete technology. Companies like Ford will go bankrupt. Companies like OpenAI will go bankrupt because they can't compete with DeepSeek and Qwen and the free models coming out of China, by the way. And just on and on. The American university system is an embarrassing failure. It barely even functions, especially compared to China's education system, which is vastly superior in every conceivable way. And the bottom line is that America is a collapsing empire, and the collapse is accelerating. And when it's all said and done, the American people will end up owning mostly nothing. They will be impoverished. They'll be obese and diseased and, you know, living on pharmaceuticals and processed junk food while the government tells you everything's great. Your money will become worthless. You know, your education system will continue to collapse. Your bridges, your roads, your ports, everything is in a state of accelerating collapse. Your military is obsolete, etc. It's obvious at this point. No one can really deny it unless they're just, you know, willfully blind, which I guess some people are. But the only way out of this as a nation, well, there really is no way out of this as a nation. It's going to have to collapse, and then we'll have to, those of us who are still around, will have to work together to create something better on the other side. But individually, you'll need gold and silver to survive this. You're going to need skills. You're going to need to learn how to use AI. You're going to need to live as much off-grid as you can, because as the cities collapse and as the power grid collapses and as infrastructure collapses, you're going to need to be incredibly self-reliant, which is what I teach. And you can follow my teachings, by the way, at brightvideos.com. That's our new video site. You can use my AI engine at brightanswers.ai, and you can also use brightlearn.ai to create your own books free of charge on any topic. And you can follow my printed articles at naturalnews.com. So pay attention, get informed, and I'll help you navigate this. But America as we know it, it's done. It's toast. It's over. And Trump's just he's the guy digging the grave even deeper, shoving the coffin of the United States deep underground. He and Pam Bondi and all the others there, you know, pedophile protectors. So that's where we are. All right, take care.
Get the full nutritional content of several superfoods in convenient gummy form with lab-verified Hawaiian astaxanthin, lion's mane mushroom, and Hawaiian spirulina superfood gummies. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.